A lot of screens here. Good afternoon. This is the Joint Design Commission and Historic Landmarks Commission for July 14th, 2020. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Landmarks Commission and Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through a required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony in today's hearing, briefing as it might be. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff with us today.
Hillary Adam.
Laura Duvall.
Thanks, Laura.
Uh-huh. And Art Graves.
Great, thank you. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and introduce all the members of both commissions since there are a lot of us today. For the Landmarks Commission today, we have Maya Fodi, Andrew Smith, Ernestina Fuenmayor, I believe, I hope.
Yep.
No. Oh, yes, there you are. Derek Smith. Matthew Roman, Annie Mahoney, and I'm Kristen Miner. And today for the design,
I think you meant Derek Spears.
Derek Spears. Didn't mean to say Smith twice. Thank you. Let's see, for the design commission today, we have Sam Rodriguez, Zari Santner, Brian McCarter, and Julie Livingston, I believe, is going to be joining us any minute. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction in historic districts. I guess this is just specific to the Landmarks Commission, or remodeling of historic structures. Design Commission actually provides review of new construction or remodeling. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of both commissions can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. While none of our items today on the agenda are land use cases, I still believe that it is a good idea for us to declare any ex parte contact, not that we're making any decisions today, since all the items on the agenda are briefings. We can start with items of interest, and I guess that is both for Hillary and, Tim Herron is not joining us for this beginning part. So Hillary, would you like to bring up any items of interest?
Yeah, I have one.
Right.
And this relates to both commissions, which is why I was saving it for today. After this briefing, I'll be sending all of you an email, and in that email is a link to a draft resolution from the San Francisco Historic Preservation Commission, and that resolution is entitled Centering Preservation Planning on Racial and Social Equity. They plan to adopt this tomorrow, and it is, it's basically a 15-page resolution that includes a lot of whereas statements and therefore statements, but basically talking about the racial and racist history of the San Francisco area and how that commission plans to address that and correct the wrongs of the past with their future work. I've read it. I know that Kara has read it. Chair Minor has read it. Some others of you may have read it, but it's a pretty powerful statement, and we wanted to get it in front of you so that you could read it and see if you're inspired, potentially wanting to do something similar. I think it would acknowledge a lot of the past harm that has been done in the city, and it would also hold us accountable in our current and future work. So something to consider, you know, it's up to you guys as individual bodies if you wanted to do something similar, but just wanted to put it in front of you so that you can see what our neighboring city is doing. So I'll send that today.
Fantastic. Thank you, Hillary. We have three briefings, although I believe the Landmarks Commission is really only here for the first two of them. But the first item will be for the Burnside Bridge. And what the process will be for this, I will let staff go ahead and give a presentation, followed by the body that's bringing the briefing forward, and then I will ask for public testimony on all of that, and then we can just discuss it as a commission briefly before moving to the next agenda item. So we'll start with